So I call 911, and, you know, I'm like, okay, remain calm. Like, don't freak out. As soon as they answer, hi, 911, what's your emergency? I just start screaming, we got into a car accident. Like, zero chill, like, very, very freaking out.
It was July 26, 2010, a day Macy Padilla will never forget.
We were driving one direction, and it catapulted us over, and we started rolling down this, like, hillside of the freeway.
Macy never forgets because she remembers how God protected her. You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. It was days before the 96th anniversary of the church, and Macy was making the necessary preparations.
We were going to host a big Grand Evangelical Mission and program in Austin, Texas, and, you know, the locale of Dallas is about 3 hours away. Actually, on July 27th, which was a Tuesday, it was a weekday, so we had to also prepare in advance to call out of work and, you know, get ready for the travel. I'm driving and my sister is in the front seat, and then we have another sister who was driving with us in the back seat, and we were very excited to finally be on our way to drive to Austin. About an hour into our drive, it just starts to rain, and it wasn't just sprinkling, it started to heavily rain, so it was pouring like buckets and buckets of rain. All of a sudden, I felt our first hydroplane. I said, okay, let's just pray, you guys. Just make sure that that we pray so we can get there safely. I remember just hitting another patch of water, and I didn't know what to do. I tried braking, but we were losing control. We were just started spinning. We were driving one direction, and it catapulted us over, and we started rolling down this like hillside. So finally it stops, and amazingly we stop upright. So we're not upside down. We're upright, tucked against the side of the freeway. I remember just being shocked awake because there was rain falling onto my eyes, and it forced me to open my eyes after it was done. And at first I thought I went blind because I couldn't see anything, but it turned out that there was just so much mud all over our face, because as we were rolling, I guess the window started to shatter, and mud or whatever was going down the mountain came into the car. The ambulance comes, and, you know, it's still pouring rain, and we go in the ambulance, and they check out our vitals and everything, and I remember so clearly that the guy said, well, you know, it's a good thing that it happened here. He was like, if anything, the blessing out of this is that this is the only exit with a hospital 30 miles from here. The lady in the front desk of the hospital says, oh my goodness, are you the girls that just experienced that rollover? She was obviously Texan, and I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, wow, you know, that could have been a lot worse. That you guys are walking in here, that's definitely a blessing.
They all walked away unscathed, and they still made it to the celebration to perform. It's been years since that accident, but Macy knows that the life lessons she learned will carry her through setbacks, problems, and disappointments in life.
Out of everything, and the reason why that's so, it's such a vivid memory in my mind is because, you know, no matter what we felt might happen, you know, the setbacks that we might have experienced, we still made it our priority to want to be there and to celebrate with the church and to perform all together, and it didn't stop us from performing. In fact, it strengthened us all the more. When we were actually there at the event, it was so spiritual because we knew that, you know, God made us safe. He kept us safe. through this whole thing. And even with that, I got a new job that gave me, you know, the flexibility to even more perform my duty, even more, you know, whenever district events came up, whenever church events came up, I never had to worry about taking time off or worrying about upsetting my boss or my employer or anything.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you have an experience you want to share about how God rescued you? Share your story with us. Send us a message on INC50 West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.